down. Someone to hold me when the cold wind blows. Take your memory with you, so I won't have to miss you. Just take your memory with you when you go.
So long I can remember. Pretty girls and late night bars seem to be my line of work. Believe me when I say I can't stay this high forever. This man's had all he can stand. Time to lay this body down. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you? This road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its vibe. But don't give up on me. I promised you life, but with an empty bed and the words I said don't carry any weight. If I could take back yesterday, find a way to start it over, I'd turn around, put that bottle down, and I'd pray it's not too late. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you a while? Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me. What will be, will be. Two beats fast for you, all over and over again. Stay with you a while, cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump's lawyers announced to the court they've finished their case without the former president taking the witness stand in his New York hush money criminal trial. Closing arguments expected a week from today. President Biden hits the road today with a major announcement about veterans health care. In Washington, ABC's Karen Travers.
This care is possible through the PACT Act, which the president signed into law in the summer of 2022. According to the White House, more than 5.4 million veterans have received free screening from the VA for toxic exposures, and the department has delivered more than $5.7 million in benefits to veterans and their survivors.
Thousands have turned out in the northwest city of Tabriz for the first funeral ceremony for Iran's president, killed in a helicopter crash over the weekend. Rudy Giuliani is in an Arizona courtroom today facing charges in the state's fake electors case from the 2020 election. 17 others are also charged. This is ABC News. Rideshare drivers from Los Angeles are now in San Francisco demanding employee protections.
The group is calling on the state Supreme Court to toss out Proposition 22, which allows rideshare companies to classify drivers as independent contractors. Food delivery driver Jorge Vargas says he's currently not paid enough to idle between deliveries.
When I'm not on an active delivery, then who's covering me? Who's helping me pay my insurance? Who's helping me pay my gas?
California Supreme Court is set to hear legal arguments on Prop 22 this afternoon. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Graceland may be up for sale.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
A foreclosure notice says Elvis Presley's famed home will be auctioned off Thursday. It's based on a lien from an unpaid loan, apparently taken out by Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, who died last year. But Presley's granddaughter says the loan documents are fake. She's asking a court to stop the sale. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan.
Yeah!
So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Keep an eye on the skies this afternoon and evening. The National Weather Service says southern and southeast Wisconsin could see some extremely strong thunderstorms this evening that could bring tornadoes. Be sure to follow any severe weather warnings you get on your phone or on the radio and TV. A multi-million-dollar lawsuit has been filed against the Kenosha Unified School District and one of its former teachers. Ted Allen has more.
Christian Enright was fired by the district after having an alleged inappropriate relationship with a 14-year-old student. WTMJ-TV in Milwaukee reports the parents of the victim have filed a civil lawsuit against Enright and the district. The suit seeks $100 million in damages. Enright has pleaded not guilty to 22 counts of disorderly conduct while supposedly communicating with the student on social media. He posted a $5,000 cash bond and is scheduled to be back in court next month.
This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Head on into Fleet Farm to take your lawn and garden to the next level this spring. This week, get Miracle-Gro Garden Soil on sale for only $3.99.
pick up 3 pounds of Scott's Turf Builder Sun and Shade Grass Seed at the lowest price of the season, just $12.99. And stop by our garden center to shop over 100 different types of seed and plant varieties. Find everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm. At Fleet Farm, we know every new day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday workwear from Carhartt, Ariat, and Dickies. Everyday lawn and garden from Scotts, Husqvarna, and Miracle-Gro. Everyday tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Borrower Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Forecasters are waiting to see what kind of weather the Chippewa Valley will see today. The WRDN listening area is at the northern tip of a huge swath of Wisconsin that could see strong and severe storms later today. The National Weather Service says there are storms early today, then again later this evening and into tonight. Forecasters say the severity of our afternoon and evening storms, in large part, will depend on what the earlier storms do to the atmosphere. An Eau Claire author is announced he's running for Wisconsin's 93rd Assembly District. Fall Creek resident Nicholas Butler is running for the State Assembly as a Democrat. Butler grew up in Eau Claire, graduated from UW-Madison and the University of Iowa, and moved back to rural Eau Claire County with his wife and two kids. During a press conference yesterday, Butler said he's running for the State Assembly so he can work with other leaders to stabilize health care in the region, protect shared natural resources, and aid local voting systems. Christian Phelps has also announced that he would run for the seat. Motorists that use Highway D in Nelson Township should expect delays this week. Yesterday, crews began a milling and repaving project on Highway D between Highway F and Highway KK. The two-mile project will also include some shoulder construction work. Now, the road is open during the project, but will be down to one lane at times. Federal prosecutors are going after a Western Wisconsin man who say they used artificial intelligence to create child pornography. A federal grand jury last week indicted Stephen Anderegg from Holman on 4 counts of using AI to make child porn. He was arrested last week after investigators say he sent one of his created images to someone who was underage. Anderegg is facing 70 years in prison if convicted. Federal prosecutors say they hope the indictment sends the message that AI child porn will not be tolerated. Don't wait to book that camping trip, even if it's a few months away. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning people that campsites are filling up fast. The DNR says people can book a campsite up to 11 months in advance, and many people have. The DNR says some of the best sites at Wisconsin's most popular state parks have already been booked for the summer. Memorial Day could also be a disappointment for last-minute planners. Many of the state parks are already seeing plenty of reservations for the weekend. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
State Representative Warren Petrick has announced he will retire and release on Monday. Petrick said he would not seek another term for the 93rd Assembly District seat. Petrick said that serving in the Assembly was one of his most humbling experiences of his lifetime and one which he never had and never will take for granted. Petrick was first elected in 2010. The 93rd Assembly District previously covered parts of Eau Claire, Dunn, Pepin, and Pierce counties. Under the new map signed into law this year, the 93rd now covers a much smaller area of Eau Claire County, Dunn County, and a northern portion of Trempealeau County. The Wabasha Port Authority and the City of Wabasha recently wrapped up a three-year grant totaling over $284,000 in assistance to 17 small businesses to upgrade their HVAC systems in response to COVID-19. The port secured the funds through a competitive process through the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development Small Cities Program, which awards grants through the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. The HVAC grant program allowed the Wabasha Port Authority to provide businesses in Wabasha up to $25,000 to improve the air circulation in their buildings. In the process, the port also worked with 11 different HVAC and electrical contractors based in Wabasha, Kellogg, Lake City, and Plainview. The Regency Inn looks to have a new owner. Eau Claire yesterday said a new purchase agreement has been signed with the new owner. The plan is to renovate the long-troubled motel. The new owner comes after the last agreement to buy and renovate the Regency fell through. That proposal was for apartments. No one is exactly saying what the new owner is looking to do with the Regency. Folks who ride the train in Wisconsin will have a new option to get from Milwaukee to Minneapolis starting today. Amtrak launched the new Borealis line today. The new line connects Milwaukee, Portage, the Dalles, Tomah, La Crosse, Winona, and Red Wing before ending in the Twin Cities. There will be two trains per day, one leaving from Milwaukee in the morning and one leaving from the Twin Cities later in the day. You can find out more and get tickets at Amtrak's website. Minnesota businesses will no longer be able to tack on surcharges and fees to transactions at the end of the sale. Minnesota Governor Walz signed a bill yesterday banning the use of so-called junk fees. The bill allows some exceptions for real estate, automotive, and utility transactions, but will prevent businesses from advertising a low price on an item, then adding fees that inflate that price. The law goes into effect January 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
A championship was in the cards in New Glarus over the weekend. The second annual World Euchre Championship drew hundreds of participants to the South Central Wisconsin Village. Saturday's singles play had Chicagoan Yamua Reddy named the World Euchre Champion, while Sunday's doubles tournament was taken by Todd and Judith Wolf of Dubuque and Madison, respectively. The winners all received championship belts like those worn by professional wrestlers. Proceeds for the event are being used to build a new, more inclusive playground in New Glarus. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
The Brewers fell to the Marlins 3-2 in their series opener in Miami on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Trevor McGill blew the save after giving up the game-tying run. Mitch White surrendered the game winner in the bottom of the 10th. Andrew Montessario homered, but the Brewers managed just four hits in the loss. Starter Joe Ross pitching just one inning before leaving with a lower back strain. He could be headed for the injured list. Manager Pat Murphy.
It affects you a lot when your starter goes one. He had a lower back strain. He was feeling it a little bit before the game, so we knew about it, but then after he had to go run and back up third, it pulled on him again. So he got through the first inning, came out after the first inning, said he wasn't feeling great. He said, I can go back out if you want me to, but I'm not feeling great. I'm not sure I can extend. So we thought it was in the best interest to get him out of there.
Brewers needed seven relievers to close out last night's game. Earlier, the Brewers called up 23-year-old right-hander Bradley Blaylock from AA Biloxi. Blaylock was acquired from the Red Sox August 1st in exchange for infielder Luis Urias. Greenfield native Brandon Podziemski was named to the NBA's all-rookie first team on Monday. Podziemski averaged 9.2 points and shot 38.5% from three-point range in 74 games for Golden State this past season. Packers opened OTA workouts on Monday. They're scheduled to practice again today. Meanwhile, Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson was a no-show for OTAs in Minnesota yesterday. Three-time Pro Bowler is officially a holdout. The Milwaukee Admirals knocked off Grand Rapids 5-2 in the AHL's Central Division playoffs, drawing that best-of-five series even at a game apiece. The win for the Admirals, their fourth in their last five games, and snapped a seven-game losing streak to the Griffins in the postseason. Game three set for Wednesday night in Grand Rapids. NHL playoffs, Edmonton held off Vancouver 3-2 to advance to the Western Conference Finals against the Dallas Stars. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bush is set to pull double duty this weekend in Charlotte. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride.
120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
After an eventful night at North Wilkesboro Speedway on Sunday, Kyle Busch and his Richard Childress Racing team announced that he has entered into Saturday's NASCAR Xfinity Series race at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, driving RCR's number 33 car. Busch is a 102-time Xfinity Series winner, nine of those coming at the 1.5-mile Charlotte Oval. And the 2025 NASCAR Hall of Fame class will be announced today. New to the ballot this year includes 17-time Cup Series winner and Xfinity and Truck Series champion Greg Biffle, three-time Craftsman Truck Series champion and 28-time Truck Series winner Jack Sprague, and longtime championship-winning Hendrick Motorsports engine builder, the late Randy Dorton. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. And the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
Farmers and ranchers can become leaders in mitigating climate change. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Farmers and scientists working together will help create new solutions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Ranchers and scientists will be working together to come up with farm-level practices to address climate change and chip away at greenhouse gas emissions. Allison Thompson is the Ag Mission Program Director for the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research. Her goal is to make agriculture net negative for greenhouse gas emissions. Thompson says for the science to be meaningful, it has to involve the farmers and ranchers who use that information.
We'll involve them not just as study subjects, but involve them in the beginning on helping to design the research, understanding from the start, what are their questions? We know a lot of these climate smart practices are not new ideas for things like cover crops or reducing tillage. And farmers are aware that these strategies can be helpful. So the challenge is really understanding from the farmers at the beginning, what is the barrier to doing that, right? There's a lot of different things that could limit the farmer or rancher's ability to take up some of these practices.
Ag data is fragmented and kind of all over the place, so they will be creating an integration hub website to connect farmers with scientists. She says the goal is to organize all that informational data.
We are intending to invest in developing an infrastructure for that, that all of the scientists, all of the extension, all of the tool developers can use to accelerate their efforts and be able to really dig in and understand what is known and use that to inform their tool development, which will be what's used directly by the farmers. So I think of it as instead of creating a new boat that everybody has to use, we want to lift all the boats that are already there and help farmers get the information through the channels they already get their information from.
They hope to have the infrastructure ready to go in a couple of years. Learn more about efforts to mitigate climate change in agriculture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Get the most important woman in your life a 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet for $1,650. Set in 14-carat gold. Founded by a family of diamond experts for three generations. CleanOrigin.com offers hard-to-beat pricing for lab-grown diamonds. Get 10% off when you use code RADIO10 at CleanOrigin.com or one of our six store locations.
65 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets, with June and July both down the 75-cent limit. June at 2048, July 2002, August down 53 to 1972, September down 30 at 1955. Cheese markets and other dairy products all steady heading into the midday. Barrels at 211, blocks at 192 on the cheese side. Butter at 309 and a quarter. Grade A non-fat dry milk at 116. And dry whey at 41 and a half. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher, with midday box beef prices higher and corn prices lower. The live cattle and feeder cattle markets are springing back to trade fully higher as the market continues to see ample support. So long as beef demand remains steady or even higher, traders will be able to confidently advance the markets with little trouble. A dreary day for the lean hog complex as the market is lower. Some of the furthest deferred contracts are somewhat higher, but the lion's share of the market is trading lower, with midday pork cutout values lower. That continues to pressure prices. June live cattle up $1.17 to $182.65. August up $1.40 to $179.95. October up 90 cents at 182.72. May feeder cattle up 220 to 248.90. August up 85 cents to 259.32. October up $1.17 to 261.42. June hogs down 70 cents to 96.22. July down 85 cents to 99.10. August down 92 cents to 98.27. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans moving mostly lower after the planting progress report yesterday showed U.S. corn and soybean planting making good progress. Corn had its best week of the year, advancing from 49 to 70% complete. In soybeans, planting crop progress was at 52% complete, ahead of the five-year average. Meanwhile, global production for wheat is slightly on the decline based on global problems, and that is supporting the wheat markets once again today, especially in Chicago. July and September corn both down 4.5. July at 456, September 466.5, new crop down 4 at 480 and a quarter. July beans down 15 to 1233. August down 12 and a quarter to 1230 and three quarters. New crop down 6.5 to 1210 and a quarter. July soybean meal down 390 to 370.20. July soybean oil down 56 cents to 45.76. Chicago wheat, July up 4.25 to 693. September up 3.5 to 712 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat lower at the midday. July down 3.5 to 735 and three quarters. September down 4 to 745 and a half. Energy markets are lower today. A June crude oil down 90 cents to 78.90. July down 88 cents to 78.42. June and July gas both down 3 cents. June at 2.50, July at 2.49. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. What's next for livestock production after Proposition 12? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Like a number of other agricultural organizations, the National Pork Producers Council is pushing for a new farm bill. Chase Adams, Senior Director of Congressional Relations for the National Pork Producers Council, says they feel there's still a legitimate chance a bill gets done despite the political roadblocks.
It's a lot of nothing until it's not, and I tell you what, we are looking at some real possibilities, I believe, for getting a farm bill done. I know everyone's talking about farm bill right now, but at the same time, Chairman Thompson has been an enthusiastic champion from the pork industry. We need to get a farm bill done now, not only for our animal health priorities, which we carry along with our other friends in the barnyard and the ag groups, but for the imposition that California Prop 12 has put on this industry, right? Non-science-based animal housing standards and the concern that if we don't get preemption in this farm bill, if we don't address this in some way, we're looking down the barrel of an entire patchwork of state regulations, and that would be an existential threat for the pork industry. So we've been keeping the pressure on that we have to get a farm bill done this year.
Pork prices have been pushed higher in California because of Proposition 12, and NPPC is also seeing consumer backlash against it.
In California right now, we're seeing pork prices up by about 20% on average. Pork prices at the consumer level. We're seeing some indications of scarcity because the industry is not able to necessarily provide the compliant pork that is demanded by that state.
A bigger concern for NPPC is what comes next after Proposition 12.
As much as anything, this is the concern that what's the next piece to fall, right? What's the next arbitrary standard that we're going to see out there from another state legislature or a state ballot initiative? So that's why Chairman Thompson has been a champion with us from the beginning, that this is huge for the pork industry, but this is bigger than just the pork industry, because while we're the target of California Prop 12 along with the veal industry, the next state regulation might not necessarily be on pork. It could be on beef production or any other livestock production.
Chase Adams with the National Pork Producers Council. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Milk production in Wisconsin in April totaled 2.72 billion pounds. That was up 2% from the previous April, according to USDA's milk production report. The average number of milk cows in April at 1.27 million head was 2,000 above last month and up 4,000 from April of 2023. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,140 pounds, up 45 pounds from last April. Now, milk production in the 24 major dairy states in April totaled 18.3 billion pounds. That was down 0.2% from April of 2023. March revised production at 18.9 billion pounds was down 0.5% from March of 2023. The March revision represented an increase of 78 million pounds or 0.4% from the preliminary production estimate. Production per cow in the 24 major dairy states, 2,064 pounds for April. That was 8 pounds above April of 2023. Wisconsin had 5.2 days suitable for fieldwork for the week ending May 19th, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Drier weather conditions throughout most of the week allowed the pace of planting progress to increase. Field activities included tillage, planting crops, and cutting hay. Corn planting was at 66% complete. Corn emerged was at 23% complete. Soybean planting was 57% complete, and soybean emergence was at 21% complete. Oat planting was at 81% complete and oat emergence at 56%. Winter wheat, 5% was headed. Potato planting at 82% complete. Spring tillage was at 82% complete. And first cutting of alfalfa hay was 8% complete. The Class 3 milk price has been surging over the last month. As of April 15th, the price was $16.53 a hundredweight, but by 4 weeks later, the price closed at $21.36. Ben Buckner, chief grains and dairy analyst for Ag Resource Company, says he's not surprised by the jump in Class 3 milk. He said, "We could all see this coming. The collusion between negative production growth of milk and the swift recovery of cheese demand in the U.S., Buckner said during a recent Professional Dairy Producers Dairy Signal webinar. Buckner also noted that the bird flu in dairy cows may have also contributed to the spike in the Class 3 milk price. And he says, with the rapid increase in the Class 3 milk price and lower corn prices, Buckner says dairy margins are slowly beginning to improve. He says contracting dairy exports in other countries is also boding well for the U.S. milk price. He says that U.S. milk production has declined 0.5% to 1% in the last 10 consecutive months. And as long as that milk production continues to move lower, that should continue to help U.S. dairy prices. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is reminding licensed dairy producers of the upcoming May 24th deadline to submit their ballots for the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's Board of Directors election. Now, here in western Wisconsin, in District 14, the nominee was Annalise Wagner of Ettrick, representing Jackson, La Crosse, and Trempealeau counties. Meanwhile, the District 5 nominees are Mark Mitchell of Hudson and Kay Zewald of Hammond. District 5 represents Dunn and St. Croix counties. Now, if you have yet to receive a ballot and are an eligible producer, you're to contact the Department of Agriculture as soon as possible. Again, those completed ballots must be signed and returned by May 24th. Again, if you haven't received a ballot, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture for more information. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, announced funding for the first five projects under the new Assisting Specialty Crop Export Initiative on Friday at UW Stout. The ACE initiative is designed to create more and new and better markets at home and abroad for U.S. producers and agribusinesses. The partnership between USDA and the specialty crop sector will focus on projects to address non-tariff trade barriers that hinder U.S. exports of fruit and vegetables, tree nuts, horticultural crops, and related products. We're excited that to be accepting proposals from partners who are interested in implementing projects that would target cross-cutting issues that are identified in our discussions with a diverse set of stakeholders, Taylor said. Specialty crop exports totaled $25.8 billion last year, increasing the bottom line for our producers and driving economic development in local communities and beyond. She also says the agency looks forward to expanding specialty crop exports and generating more benefits. And it's also looking forward to having new types of packaging for the specialty crops. That's something that University of Wisconsin Stout is working on developing. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen with the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Showers and thunderstorms and heavy rain are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Now, after the storm systems move through, we'll see a couple of dry days Wednesday and Thursday before rain chances return for Friday for the holiday weekend. Rain chances pick up Sunday and into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms at times throughout the day today. Some storms could be severe. We'll have highs 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 69 to 74%. Southeast winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 30 to 35. Anywhere from 1 to 1.5 inches of precipitation possible. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 70% chance. Again, some storms could be severe. Lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, south winds at 8 to 13, shifting to the west, anywhere from 0.3 to 0.5 inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 66 to 71, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, west winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35, a trace to 0.5 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, high 70 to 75. Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 65 to 70. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 70 to 75. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs once again, 70 to 75.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder?
bedding under. And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? And this time did it feel like thunder?
Big old house sitting on a big old hill, and a mile long tree lined driveway for a big old Coupe de Ville. Yes, someday she wants a big old bank account with too much to spend. But right now, all she wants is a man with a big old heart who can love her like nobody can. Big old kisses that go on and on and never end. With a big old smile, he'll fill the world with laughter. Size matters. Size matters. Someday she wants a big old ring with a big old rock that shines, and a big old walk-in closet with shoes of every kind. Yes, someday she wants a big old boat she can lay around getting the tan. But right now all she wants is a man with a big old heart who can love her like nobody can. Big old kisses that go on and never end. With a big old smile, he'll fill the world with laughter. Size matters. With a big old heart, who can love her like nobody can? Big old kisses that go on and never end. With a big old smile, he'll fill the world with laughter. Size matters. Size matters.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Maybe all I got's this beat up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack, all I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me.
highway, stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
Town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light, he crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll